Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Alex Bassett Strange here at Reading Terminal Market, where the Philly Ice Cream Scoop takes place on Saturday, June 29th. This is the second time you guys are participating in the Wawa Welcome America celebration. So what is the Philly Ice Cream Scoop?
I'm glad you asked. The Philly Ice Cream Scoop is a festival where we're going to be bringing in roughly a dozen ice cream vendors, the top ice cream shops in Philadelphia, to come to the Reading Terminal Market and offer their ice cream in various forms. They're going to be hosting games, demonstrations, telling a little bit about the history of ice cream. We're also going to have plenty of Reading Terminal Market merchants offering specials that they otherwise normally wouldn't do. However, that day will be a day to celebrate ice cream and offer tons of different ice cream goodies.
So where will you be set up?
So the ice cream festival will be set up in center court of the Reading Terminal Market. We're going to take all of the seating, move it on outside to Filbert Street. Filbert Street will be closed down for the day, and we're going to be hosting games out on Filbert Street. But the entire market will be focused on ice cream for the day.
So what kinds of ice cream-related activities or ice cream-related things are happening besides eating it?
Well, in years past, we've done an ice cream eating contest where everybody gets a scoop of Bassett's ice cream and tries to finish it as quickly as they can. Winner at the table wins, you might have guessed it, free ice cream.
You can't get enough ice cream on ice cream day.
You can't. In addition to the ice cream eating contest, Little Babies will be hosting a blindfolded ice cream sundae making contest where participants are going to be welcome to try to make the most presentable ice cream sundae when they're blindfolded. We expect it to be pretty messy and a lot of fun.
But how many flavors will be offered during the Philly Ice Cream Scoop?
My estimates would be that we're probably going to see over 100 different flavors. Each of the dozen ice cream companies from around Philadelphia will be bringing a limited menu with them, in addition to the ice cream specials that they'll be seeing at the Reading Terminal Market merchants' booths, as well as our full list of nearly 40 flavors available at our ice cream shop right here in Reading Terminal Market.
So how does it work, the ice cream festival?
Well, admission is free, as it always is here at the Reading Terminal Market. You're welcome to come on in, but ice cream is pay as you go. We're going to be offering smaller portions at reduced prices. The games will be free. There will be free ice cream to be had through games and activities, but the ice cream will be pay as you go.
Yeah. What do you want people to know about ice cream?
It's delicious and a perfect way to cool you down on June 29th. From 11 to 5 p.m.
Is this like the peak ice cream eating time?
Well, actually, National Ice Cream Month is in July, but we wanted to have our festival right at the end of June so we kind of get everybody ready for Ice Cream Month. Also, it's a little bit nicer out. It's not as hot, so we want people to come on out, enjoy themselves. We're going to have a great number of activities out on Filbert Street, so we want the weather to be somewhat temperate, and June was a perfect month for that.
When do you sell the most ice cream?
July.
So July is like a really...
July is, but I'll tell you, last year's Philly Ice Cream Scoop was our record day at our ice cream shop, so we anticipate seeing a lot of ice cream enthusiasm that day.
What goes into discovering or creating new flavors of ice cream?
A lot of testing. So what we want to do, we hear from people through Facebook, through word of mouth, through just people stopping and saying, you know what would be really delicious? And it gets us thinking, we'll try something new. And if we're able to bring something on board, we do. A lot of times what will happen is when we bring a new flavor on, what that'll mean is that we have to make room on our menu. So the toughest part of coming out with a new flavor is figuring out what that's going to replace.
That is tough. So what are some dropout flavors?
Well, we never discontinue a flavor. We always keep our recipes. There's a possibility that any flavor that makes its room for a new flavor comes back. But the most recent one was mocha chip. And mocha chip is a longtime Bassett's flavor. But as we had thought about the number of coffee ice cream flavors we have offered at the Reading Terminal Market's Bassett's Ice Cream, we're looking at four coffee flavors, including Guatemalan Ripple, which has coffee ice cream, a fudge swirl, and chocolate coffee chunks in it. We thought that it might speak to the mocha chip lover, and that was the one to be put into our recipe book and off of our menu for the time being.
Now I want some mocha chip.
Well,
what's your most popular flavor?
Well, number one flavor is vanilla. It's just a classic flavor. It's a great go-to. It's accented perfectly by various toppings. But salted caramel pretzel is up on the leaderboard for a unique flavor that is one of our most frequently scooped flavors.
What about chocolate? Where does chocolate rank?
Chocolate actually fits somewhere around 4 or 5. You know, you'd think that chocolate would be number 2 because you think vanilla and chocolate. Actually, number 2 flavor, cookies and cream.
What about strawberry?
Strawberry's down a little bit lower than that. People at our shop tend to like the vanilla, cookies and cream, salted caramel, but it's definitely a top 10 flavor.
Can you give us a little history of ice cream in Philadelphia? Maybe first flavors, how old is Bassett's? When was ice cream established?
So Bassett's ice cream started in 1861. That was the year that Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as president. It was my great-great-great-grandfather that started this company, making me the 6th generation in my family to work for the business. I'm joined by my cousin Eric Bassett, and he and I work as 6th generation in the family business.
Can you tell us about some of the original flavors?
One of our earliest flavors, believe it or not, was a green tomato. Green tomato is a flavor that doesn't exist today, but we have tried to bring it back a few times, and it just has not resonated with our customers the way that it would have been nice that it
the way that Guatemalan ripple and salted caramel, I don't know, it doesn't have the same ring to it, green tomato.
Right. It's a very novel flavor. It's interesting. It's fun to talk about, but it's not what people are looking for when they're looking to scoop a sundae.
Does it taste like a green tomato?
It does. So the reason why we came out with green tomato earlier on, or I should say my great-great-great-grandfather came out with green tomato, is that he was producing ice cream on his farm in Salem, New Jersey in the mid-1800s. And on his farm, available to him, were green Jersey tomatoes. So in utilizing some of the ingredients that he had available to him, he experimented with that flavor. It was something that he offered then, and we've since tried to replicate to not the greatest success.
Hasn't really worked out. So do you go to farms and say, oh, what do you have? What can we make? How do you come up with, like, your product?
A lot of times, any new flavor development comes from hearing from our customers what it is that they're looking for. And then what we do is we go straight to the source of those ingredients that might be used in that flavor. If it would be a farm-produced item, we would go to the farm. Our most recent flavor, strawberry cheesecake, was formulated by finding just the right strawberry swirl. And we actually use a really great strawberry swirl from a supplier that helped us with another formulation. So some of the relationships that we have with ingredient suppliers, that's what we use to formulate a new flavor.
What are you most looking forward to about the ice cream scoop, Philly ice cream scoop?
Number one is the games. This year, we're doubling down on a focus for fun activities where people can get messy and play with ice cream. We're going to do an ice cream sandwich tower stacking contest. It should be a lot of fun. As I mentioned earlier, the blindfolded ice cream sundae making contest, the eating contest. There are a lot of fun games that I really am excited to be hosting. Also, we've got some really unique menu items. We've got a purveyor here in the Reading Terminal Market who will be offering a mushroom-flavored ice cream of all flavors. Very interesting. One of our first. This year, we're going to have Sweet Charlie's join us for some Thai rolled ice cream. That's a Philly ice cream scoop first for us. We haven't done Thai rolled ice cream before. I've got some Taiwanese shaved ice, which is really interesting, that's coming to the Reading Terminal Market this year for the Philly ice cream scoop on June 29th. I'm just most excited to see everybody.
I mean, ice cream is your life.
It's my passion.
And the event takes place during Reading Terminal Market hours?
That's right. The event is on June 29th. That's a Saturday, last Saturday in June. And it runs from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
And it's part of, for you, the second time that it's part of Wawa Welcome America. That must be a real honor.
It is a real honor. We were extremely thankful and honored that Wawa Welcome America would pull us in under their umbrella and their schedule of events. I can't tell you how amazing it is to be a part of that festival.
You can't celebrate 4th of July without ice cream. I mean, come on.
That's right.
Alex Bassett Strange, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.